Hey guys, how we doing out there today? I hope everybody is well. My name is Rob, and this is the Let's Bow Grandin channel, coming to you from beautiful Weld County, Colorado, as always. You can reach out to me at robbanksinc at protonmail.com. Rob Banks Inc. at protonmail.com. Reach out to me. I'll reach out to you back. Coming to you from beautiful Weld County, Colorado, today. It's March 17th, 2023. Thanks, everybody, for joining me for a second here. Listen to me run my mouth. Guys, you know, it's not until... I know I'm kind of on a roll with this, but it's not until I just, there's so many people out there that I respect that make content, man, through the years. You know, I know who I cut my teeth on. You know, I know who's been out there, you know, toeing the line and doing the good work and all that. And I got to say, man, I'm just disappointed, man. Every channel I look at, they're, you know, it's about securing your wealth, saving your wealth, make sure your precious is okay. Like, the most important thing through this is that you stay rich. Now, I thought to my, now, so I've had enough in life to know what it's like to have a couple of bucks. And I can say for sure, I know for a fact that money doesn't make me happy. It helps. I'm not going to sit here and say it don't. But I was the most unhappy in my life when it all fell apart. And I had the most. So just having ain't going to do anything. And that's not what this is about anyway. But this is about, look, guys, I'm not trying to tell, you know, I'm not hating on somebody because they did okay in life, man. Good job. You know what I'm saying? What that was supposed to have done was got you into a better position so you could better position yourself going forward. Gold is a liability, and what I want to talk about is the mentality that goes into buying gold when you could be doing other things with it. And what I'm talking about is, what is going on with the people that are well-financed that don't give a shit to look around in society and try to start something, to try to finance something, to try to do something, to try to affect change, to try to be positive, to try to something. I'm not talking about participating in some bullshit program some clown came up with to make you feel better and you get a receipt. I'm talking about actually getting out there and doing something with this money that is just burning such a hole in your pocket that you want to buy gold with it so that you can turn around and put it back in the ground where it came from. Because that's what's going to happen to it. I mean, I'm pretty sure this is how treasure maps got invented, by the way. We always thought those were pirates and shit. Nah, this was just like Ma and Pa Kettle last time society broke down. Shit, man. Yeah, I wonder how many little treasures there are out there. How many people have buried their stuff every time this has happened. I bet you there's a ton of them, man. Anyhow, what I want to say here is that for those that are choosing to just make, now I'm not, now look, if you got so much money that it's kind of like, I got to do something with this, blah, 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 there's no point in just giving it to them or, you know, all this other stuff. How about looking around and seeing what you can do to help your immediate surroundings? How are the people around you doing? Have you set up alternative communications? How about taking some of that dough and instead of just putting it in a hole where it can't do anything for you, do something for the people around you. Set up communication towers. Set up an alternative food network. Set up, how come nobody's setting up alternative grocery stores? At any time, somebody could just set up a grocery store and barter in it and take gold and silver or whatever, any way they want to. And not one person has made a move to do any of that, me included. But I'm just saying, if I was sitting around, and I can guarantee you, if I had the kind of money it would take it did, to where I was like, man, what am I going to do with this? I better buy some gold, man, because an alternative economy ain't popping up. That's nonsense. I hope you've gotten that far with this yet. That's bullshit. Then everything's just going to crash and you're just going to sit there and spend gold and silver to let you show your little heart's content. Whatever, dude. I mean, what? Maybe in a decade or two? Be a long time before people have enough to eat, shelter, safety, all that stuff before they're going to try to stack chips with gold and silver. And I know it's just the way of commerce and this, that, and the other. Yeah, so is just trading the things you need. Silver and gold would be an intermediary, and that's not going to take place for quite some time. The people that are leaving that out and trying to sell you gold and silver, they're doing that for a reason, guys. So anyhow, not your friends. How come... I mean, literally, how come there isn't anybody out there trying to push? And I'm trying to do it. broke is a joke, and I'm not saying money helps everything, and I'm not asking for anybody's money. What I'm saying is, I can only imagine what would happen if some of these people that were so concerned about preserving their wealth, oh, just a little more in me, a little more my precious. It's just, come on, dude. Literally. And it makes me want to say something like, you don't deserve the gold you have then. If all you're about is trying to find a deeper hole to go sit your ass in with your gold until all this is over with, you have this kind of money and there's no forward momentum in your head. There's no motion. Come on, guys, what's going on, man? We need participation here. And I'm not trying to tell people what to do with their money. That's the problem with this video is I got respect. Look, you know, I respect the next man's pocket. You know, I'm just saying, if you got that kind of dough, how about looking around and trying to make the world a better place, at least just around you? You could keep it self-centered. I'm not saying don't spend your money on you, and I'm not saying go prep for a bunch of assholes who were laughing and living their best life while we were all getting ready. I'm not saying go prep for people either. I'm saying there's lots of things you can do, and there's lots of people around you that if they were doing just a little bit better could support you a whole lot more. See ideas like that. Look for the skill sets around you. Look for the things you think need to fill the gaps for long-term survival. What would people need here? You know what I mean? It's be a leader. Step up. Instead of secretly trying to order as much gold as I can. Oh, me. What kind of mentality is that? And is that not what got us here, man? I understand, man, looking out for yourself and keeping what's yours, man. I'm not, like I said one more time, I like money. I like money. I'm not saying, man, I'm just saying there's different times in life for different things. And it's time, if you got that kind of dough, man, it's time to at least consider stepping up and doing something with that. Take a chance. I mean, literally, what kind of chances are you? How do you feel about your odds right now? Because I promise you, if nothing happens, you're going to end up with absolutely nothing. If you're sitting there wondering what to do with this gold or silver and how you're going to preserve your wealth, that means you're not on the list. How do you know you're not on the list? You'd know if you were on it. That's how. So if you're sitting there wondering, your answer is yes. If you don't do something, you going under the bus. The idea you can just sit there and make nice with everyone and your game plan just be maybe just rat everybody out or, you know, some old self-serving crap like that. Yeah, that ain't gonna work. They don't like you either. I repeat, they don't like you either. No matter how much a person acquiesces, they ain't got no respect for that. They laugh and turn around and talk shit and just know what kind of a worthless blah, blah, blah beneath them you are. And this whole time you were sitting there thinking maybe you were keeping up and being a good boy. There's no place for people like that, in my opinion. That's not what's going to happen. And furthermore, it takes a lot to protect things from desperate people. So I suggest, man, before buying gold, there's a lot of creative things you can do. The other thing, and I'm not talking about the buying gold. What I'm talking about is this, the mentality. Step out of the me, me, me thing and realize that the better the people around you are doing, or we all need to realize that the better the people around us are doing, the better we will be doing, at least to some certain extent. If everybody around you is in a state of emergency but you, It's only a matter of time before that reaches you. So use your head with that. You know, when you're sitting there thinking about, you know, how to protect my wealth, consider that maybe all that wealth was only just to put you in the leadership position that you could take over in right now and affect change around you. Do good things with that money, man. You can do it. You can do it. I'm not saying find somebody to give it to, just throw it away and piss in the wind. Be careful. Make sure it affects change. But consider humanity, you guys. You know, if you got that kind of dough and you've been preparing and all this stuff, man, you still got extra and you're wondering, you know, how to preserve it. Preserve it by preserving the people around you. How about that? You guys, I'm going to get, hit me up at robbanksinc@protonmail.com. RobBanksInc at protonmail.com. Hit the like, hit the subscribe if you'd like to be kept up to date with what I'm up to. But reach out. This starts by connecting, guys. And I literally, it seems like the more videos I make, the less people even reach out. I haven't had somebody new hit me up in quite some time. I mean, a little point where, I mean, I had one video that got picked up by Tim Truth. I got what, 8,000 views or something? I didn't get one email off that video. It's crazy, man. So I don't know what's going on, but it really looks like just more of the same. This is fear causes, it can cause a person to turn inward and can lead to self-centered. It can make a lot of sense in your head. Please step out and evaluate that, please. And if you still come to the same conclusion, hey, rock on with your bad self. I'm glad you did okay in life. We could really use your help. Just a percentage of that. If we were able to get out there and in one loud voice answer in public every time these guys did something stupid, every time we were obligated to, we answered. And I'm not saying right now we're missing the willingness. We're just missing the willingness. People could do this anyway. This doesn't require financing to use your rights, and I want to make that very clear. But what I'm saying here is, it's real obvious, the optics here, that the what we're calling the left has every bit, I mean, has all the money they could ever need. And that's part of the thing. Like every time some got people on the other side thinking, man, I'm just going to get demolished if I step out there. What about having our back, man? What about having somebody's back besides your own? That's all I'm saying. Have your own back. Do your thing. But when you're done with that, we really could use you. And that gold you're about to put in the hole, you might could do something really, really awesome with that instead. All right, guys, I ran my mouth long enough. Thanks for staying here and listening to all this, man. I appreciate that. Got a little redundant, but please pass this on, man. If you know somebody buying gold or you're about to buy gold, just please, just consider the change that we need in the world and consider being that change or starting that change or affecting that change or getting behind somebody who can make that change. It's time, guys. After 3 years, there's not one recognizable, tangible group to lean on, to answer, to do anything. This needs to change. And we're in the middle of people buying gold and just trying to make sure that their biggest problem is just staying rich through all this, I think they could reach out and lend a hand and we could get together and start doing something about some of this nonsense going on, guys. I'm going to get Rob, guys. Rob Banks, Will County, Colorado. I'm gone.